Detainees at the Port Isabel Detention Center have been concerned about a COVID-19 outbreak at the facility for months now. They say some employees at the facility don't wear proper protective equipment when interacting with them, and that it's hard to practice social distancing because they live in close quarters. That's a Cuban detainee at the Port Isabel Detention Center. He and another detainee started a hunger strike at the end of May, but he says they were brought to El Pozo, the hole, which is basically like solitary confinement. He says they were sent there for participating in the hunger strike and to discourage others from joining. Norma Herrera is with the RGV Equal Voice Network. She's been in touch with the hunger strikers and other detainees at the facility.
The latest information we have coming from people detained is that there are 9 dorms under quarantine. That they estimate that there's an average of 35 people per dorm. That's approximately 315 people under quarantine right now.
ICE says it fully respects the rights of all people to voice their opinion without interference, and that they do not retaliate against hunger strikers. The agency did not comment on how many dorms are currently under quarantine. Herrera says the detainees have told her the virus is still spreading at the facility because ICE keeps moving people from dorm to dorm.
Even though people are expressing concerns and saying, no, we don't want to move, we don't want to get infected, and then the people that are moved into their dorm end up showing symptoms the very next day.
ICE says it tests detainees showing symptoms and medically isolates those who test positive. It says detainee relocations are necessary for continued safety. The agency is also making use of a practice called cohorting. It involves housing detainees together who are believed to have been exposed to an infected person, but are asymptomatic. ICE says medical isolation is ideal, but some facilities don't have enough individual cells.
You know, we're definitely pushing for folks to be released, but I think when I talk to people, sometimes they'll even say, I would rather just be deported than be left here to die. I don't want to be left here to die. If we're going to die, we should be with our families.
I spoke to a detainee last month around the time when the facility confirmed its first positive coronavirus case. He said he'd been at the facility since February and asked ICE to quickly deport him because he was afraid of contracting the virus at the facility and dying. He didn't want his name used because he feared ICE would retaliate against him for speaking out. He told me he has asthma and has difficulty breathing at night.
When he went into the facility, he had with him his asthma medication and the allergy medication, and plus he needs that machine so that he can sleep and get the proper oxygenation he needs. But he's been telling me more than a few times that they didn't have the medicine and the machine was not cleaned properly, and they didn't allow me to go and bring him his own machine.
That's his wife. She also didn't want her name used because she feared speaking out will put her husband in danger. Her husband and other detainees say they have had trouble getting information from officials at the facility about what COVID-19 precautions are being taken.
When my husband called me, he also told me, can you please find out more about it? Because the only thing we know is that there's a person that's been already that contracted the virus here at the facility, but no one says anything and nobody talks about it and nobody gives us any information.
She says having her husband in detention has been difficult for their family. He's lived in the U.S. most of his life. She says he ended up at the Port Isabel Detention Center after he was approached by immigration officials at a public place near the border.
He was stopped, he was questioned, and whatever paperwork that he had with him, they didn't believe that was his identity. So they took him in and they discovered, you know, that he had no, he was not an American citizen.
Her husband was deported back to his country of origin a few days ago and is now in quarantine there.
We wish that at least during this time of the virus, we would have been together.
Even though he's no longer at the facility, she worries about the other detainees that remain there. Congressman Filimon Vela of South Texas sent a letter to ICE and the Department of Homeland Security demanding the release of nonviolent detainees for the safety of the detainees, ICE employees, and the general public. There are now 36 cases at the facility at last check, and advocates worry that Port Isabel will follow the trend of other facilities around the country that have become major COVID-19 hotspots. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Los Fresnos.